very blessed Thursday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on WWDB Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. It is an honor and a privilege to join with you every morning in prayer, in faith, and all that's good with the love of God. Everything that we do should be in the image of God, for after all, we are all born in the image of God, and God has his fingerprints on everything that we do, and that is a blessing to all of us. Join with Dan Bremness on his Fingerprints of God.
Sometimes it feels just like you're caught inside a moment. Not really moving, but you're going through the motions. Trying so hard to find the meaning as your days roll by. I know it sounds impossible, but we're living in a miracle, yeah. The more you look, the more you know that we are not alone. When you see love, lead them on. Healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary, no. It's the fingerprints of God. It's written in the way the stars break up the night. The proof, the clarity that opens up our eyes. It's all around and inside of you and I. I know it sounds impossible, but it's actually a miracle when you see love. Lead them on. Healing broken hearts. You see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. God. Open your eyes to the signs all around you. Hope is alive and it's living inside you. All creation testifies it. The more you seek, the more you find that love, love, healing broken hearts. You see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary, no. It's the fingerprints of God. Ordinary, we're nothing less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
We know that God gives us what we need to pursue and to achieve our goals, and our dreams are given purpose and mission. God gives us enough to make a difference in that world, to go through the doors that God wants us to go through. Just have that relationship with God so you know where to walk one step in front of the other. Join with Brandon Heath on his beautiful That's Enough.
Mind if I tell you a secret? A few simple truths about me might be hard to believe. Guess I'm just trying to come clean. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going. It's hard to admit where I've been. When I come to the end of myself, this is where I begin. Again, I am here. I am loved. God is good, and that's enough. I don't know your situation. What kind of story? Mountain, down in the valley again. just good, and that's enough.
Such a beautiful September Thursday we have here. Are you listening to the birds chirping? Are you listening to the school buses going back and forth, the children singing, the cats meowing? And if you do that, open up your ears, but open up your hearts and souls to God. And when you do that, how can you not, as Leanna Crawford sings, how can you not see God?
I see the sunrise in the morning and a million stars at night. I hear the birds, they can't stop singing hallelujah. I see his goodness when I fall down and his grace that picks me up. Every day I can't stop singing hallelujah. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? How can you not feel loved? How can you not? How can you not? 'Cause he's in the middle of every little thing and every little moment. How can you not see God? How can you not? How can you not? I see the sunset and I wonder if he paints it just for me. Nobody else could make a world so beautiful. How could I question?
We know that we all have problems in our lives, whether they are financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, but we know that God can solve those. None of our problems are too big for God. For after all, God knows us. God has known us from even before we were born. And we certainly, as Terry Ann sings, we have a big God.
They think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about. I'm coming on a holds my world in his hands. The monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him.
Good morning on this Thursday. I hope September is going so well for you and all your goals and your dreams. But don't forget, each and every morning, God gives us a new set of grace, a new set of mercy, like the Israelites in the desert, that daily manna from heaven, our daily bread. We just have to accept it and to acknowledge that God is our partner, our friend, each and every day. So along with me and along with Jason Crabb, sing Good Morning Mercy.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it worthy. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, yeah.
feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good, the sight of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, mercy. Good morning, mercy. Good morning, mercy.
We know that we're still getting used to not being in the summer mode. We're back into the work schedule, the school schedule, the college schedule, whatever schedule you may be on that starts in September, and you may feel just a little bit lost. But do you know who knows where you are every moment of the day? And that certainly is God. And with God, you will always, as Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury sing, you will be found.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Okay, 'cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, but you can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found.
There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown, and every time you call out,
you're a little less alone.
And oh, and if you only say the word,
oh, from across the silence, your voice is heard. And oh, even when the dark comes crashing through, you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. So when the sun comes streaming in,
you'll reach up and you'll
rise again.
If you'll only look around,
you will be found.
Did you wake up this morning on this Thursday yet? Open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up. This is the day. the Lord has made. This is the day that I'm going to go out and bring more, even more, the blessings than yesterday and the day before to those in my circle of love and my circle of life. Join with Lauren Daigle on her beautiful Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears. All of the darkness trying to fight my fears. So long, alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. I'd probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me out in your hands. Started breathing, the weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home. With you, I'm home.
So rise and shine on this Thursday. Listen to God. Know that God lights the steps before us, and let your heart not be troubled in any problems that you may have. Simply rise and appreciate the beauty of this day. Join with Danny Gokey on his Rise. I would love to hear all of the miracles, the wonderfulness that you, your children, your grandchildren are doing in our community for nonprofit organizations, for charitable organizations and foundations, the way that you and those in your circle are bringing blessings and wonders unto others, because you will give them inspiration. You will give others who hear inspiration. So contact me in any way that you would like so I can share the blessings that you and your family and friends are giving to others. And people who hear will know I can do that too. I can make a difference. And we will know that God leads us in all goodness and makes everything for our good. Please join with Patrick Mayberry on his wonderful Lead On, Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make a way. You walk me through the valley, but you never see me wrong. So lead on. band move. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, that's my song.
God in the Bible takes those who are humble to make a difference in this world. God doesn't take the great people who are doing great things necessarily sometimes, but usually it's those who don't think they can achieve what God is asking of them, and they say, why me? And God gives them the answer each and every time. So you can be as great as Moses. You can be as great as Abraham and Sarah. You can be as great as King David. You can be that somebody that makes a difference in your community with the help of God. Join with Rachel Lampa and Andrew Rip on their wonderful Somebody to You.
They say you're only as good as your last success, and failure's not an option. Maybe that's why I'm exhausted, held so tight to their applause that when it stopped I thought the yours were true, till you said that my heart to you is worth everything. Don't gotta be somebody when I'm already somebody to you. Got nothing to prove anymore, so there's nothing to lose anymore. You're gonna keep on loving me for more than just the things that I do. I'll sing it till there's no doubt. Nobody can count me out, 'cause I'm already somebody to you. I was to die for.
somebody when I'm already somebody to you. Got nothing to prove anymore. There's nothing to lose anymore. You're gonna keep on loving me for more than just the things that I do. Sing it till there's no offense. Nobody can count me out, 'cause I'm already somebody to you.
On this Thursday, please realize that every action we take and every word we say should be in the image of God, should be made because we are wanting to make better all of the wonderfulness in our community. Everything we do should be something that we can be proud of and filled with righteousness. Please join with the afters on every good thing. There is no place that we can't pray, no time of the day that we can't pray. Why? Because God is everywhere. We don't have to be in a house of worship. We don't have to be with a group of folks to pray. We can pray wherever we are because God is Emmanuel. God is with us. So take this moment, this wherever you may be, whether it's work, shopping, in a restaurant, at home, in a car, and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning and allowing me another day to fulfill the righteousness for myself and in others. Join with Chris Tomlin on his Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girl, for the times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble, and although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
On this Thursday, if things aren't going as well for you as they should, let your heart not be troubled. Things will get better. The turning point is right around the corner. You may be in the valley in one or more essences of your life, but as God doesn't always remove the problem, God always allows us to find a way around the problem, just as the Israelites had that little thing called the Red Sea in front of them. God didn't remove the Red Sea, but he made a way through it. Join with Blanca and Torrin Wells on their Something Better.
It's been a couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on, yeah. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust it'll be okay, it'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would. There's not a tear that you let go to waste. No, you turn.
something better.
You said you never leave and you really don't. A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you I know story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better. There's not a tear that you let go to waste. No, you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better.
Thank you again. If you don't have the opportunity for joining us each and every morning at 7 on the station, you can always go to the podcast at wwdbam.com, or I'm always posting the daily links on my social media, whether it's Facebook, whether it's X, used to be Twitter, whether it's Instagram. Join me whenever you have the need for some faith, and please spread the word so everyone knows there is a reason for us to bring blessings each and every day to those in our circle. Please join with Unspoken with Their Reason.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun always raging, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are his child, and don't you forget, he put that hunger in your heart. Everything, every hour, every minute, every second, he's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold. Hold on to what you already know. He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul. His love is the reason to keep on believing. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like suffering, he's closer than the air you breathe, from the start to the end, to the in between.
Don't you dare doubt.
out even for a minute. What he started in you, yeah, he's gonna finish.
You put that hunger in your heart.
And on that, have a blessed day, everybody. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.